This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What follows, I will warn you, is not for the technologically faint of heart. But do you suppose it's possible that the reason your phone seems to know more about you than you think it should, and we've all had that feeling, right? Do you suppose it's possible that maybe your phone is eavesdropping on you, not just when you're on a call, but all the time? If the answer is no, then how do you explain social media all of a sudden pushing something to you that maybe you've mentioned but not actually searched for, Marketplace's Jack Stewart did an admittedly unscientific experiment.
A couple of months ago, I was at a conference chatting with a group that included Betsy Cooper, director of the Aspen Institute's Tech Policy Hub.
You and I were sitting next to each other.
At some point during the day, I was showing her a picture on my Instagram, and we saw an ad that I'd never noticed before for a cybersecurity degree at UC Berkeley.
Well, my last job was working at UC Berkeley, running a cybersecurity center.
And it prompted that question, which you've probably asked yourself.
What could be the explanation for why you were suddenly getting cybersecurity Berkeley degrees than our conversation? In other words, was your phone listening to you?
In trying to answer that, we went down a wormhole. Betsy did an experiment, coming up with a couple of phrases that she has never typed into a search engine and saying them twice a day for a week near her phone.
These are the first times I've ever said these phrases out loud. So first, oh my God, I'm pregnant. I can't believe I'm pregnant. I am not pregnant.
Okay.
I checked with my husband to make sure he was okay with me doing this first. And then the second one is, I need to go to the hairdresser for a blowout. My curly hair really needs to be straight. I have straight hair.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. So while Betsy's doing that, I checked in with some technology companies. They say yes, they do use microphones to listen for wake words like Alexa or Hey Google. Sorry if I've just triggered yours. But they say they don't monitor conversations. So I called Leslie John at Harvard Business School. She studies adverts, targeting, and consumer behavior, and she says technology companies don't need to listen to our conversations because we give away so much other information.
There are so many ways of capturing data. If you ask an advertising executive, I think that they would even be hard-pressed to enumerate all the ways that information can be gleaned from you.
There's our online friends, our purchase history, location, race, income bracket, age, education. They're all used to build an eerily accurate profile of us. Researchers have even been able to predict depression or PTSD by analyzing people's social media posts, sometimes many months before a clinical diagnosis. There is another explanation for why we see ads for something we've just been talking about. It's the frequency illusion. When we notice one of a thing, we suddenly start seeing that thing everywhere.
It seems like it's reading your mind when actually it's just a coincidence.
Maybe those ads were always there, but before you just scroll past without noticing. With all that in mind, I decided to do a version of Betsy's experiment myself. I also came up with a couple of phrases that I had never searched for.
Ugh, I really need to get a new couch.
I should really get a new couch.
I think that I should get a new couch.
You know what? I really
need a vacation.
And the results were frustratingly inconclusive. My ads didn't change, but Betsy Cooper, who spent a week faking pregnancy and wanting a hair appointment, did notice something.
I definitely got advertisements for diapers and hair care products, a couple of each. So it's a situation where we need to continue to investigate what permissions we're giving apps and how they're using those permissions.
And at the end of this process, she's left with an uneasy feeling about her phone. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.